Okay, today. All right, snowflakes and crying wolf. And we've also got border stuff going on. Last week I think I talked about DACA. Excuse me, I needed a drink of that. Okay, let's say I wanted to say something about this. See, over here in Taiwan, if you slipped on water on the floor, I don't think anyone would be able to sue anybody. I think there was like this is we're talking 20 years ago or 15 years ago. I hate Walmart.com or something. And someone told me that there was a story about how you could you how the best 100 ways to sue Walmart. And I think one of them was to slip on water. They said you can even take in your own water. You can walk into Walmart with your own bucket of water, throw it on the floor and slip on it and sue Walmart. I something like lawsuits in America are obnoxious. I cannot believe that they haven't been fixed. Loser pays legal fees should be the law. I mean, if we did that, if loser paid legal fees, that would eliminate frivolous lawsuits. Boom. Now, in Taiwan, if a company had thrown water all over the floor and a Taiwanese person walked in and slipped on it, I don't, and then he sued the store, the guy that got injured, the judge would say, "You idiot, there's water on the floor. Why'd you go there?" And if he said, "Well, he didn't see it," he goes, "Well, you need to look, dude. We can't have you getting injured, becoming dependent on our different systems. We need you working. Pay attention." There'd be, people would have to take responsibility for their lives. There is no reason we can't do that in America. No reason at all. Now, part of this actually has to do with the fact that Taiwan is still connected to it's kind of a semi-manufacturing society. It's becoming a design wannabe society with failed designs like HTC, but I won't go there. Oh, tip number 734. You can get away with doing anything as long as you say you're not doing it while you're doing it. Okay. Okay, all right. I'm going to humor you and give you an example. Sarah Palin, I think someone, I'm not going to call him a blithering idiot. I'll let his wife do that. I think Sarah said this about someone, zip. It's like, she just did call him a blithering idiot. I could say that these people are very stupid and probably mentally disabled, but I won't say that. I won't. Okay, he just did say, Trump would employ this one else. I'm not quoting him. That was totally made up. But it sure did sound like him, didn't it? Okay, all right, okay. So, this is part of humor, because if you say it and then you say exactly what you're not going to say, which you said anyway, I mean, it's kind of like saying, "Don't think about the color pink." Don't say pink. It's like, well, you said it. So there's a little bit of reverse psychology, a little bit of antithetical stuff by attacking a problem, you're actually promoting the problem. A lot of people don't get this. The Kevin Spacey thing and all this sexual predator, whatever not. Dude, by complaining about it in public like this, by going after Kevin Spacey for purportedly being too handy at a bar, and yet it's not just that. It's all the other stuff he's done. Going after Kevin Spacey? They should be going after Clinton. Both the man who done it and the woman who covered it up, when he wouldn't cover up. So, anyhow, by saying something and saying you're not doing it, you're doing it anyway. So where was I? Okay, responsibility. Yes. So Taiwan is a semi-manufacturing society. I was talking with my friend yet the other day about how Taiwan doesn't have a Princess and the Pea complex enough to design excellent stuff. If if you kind of know what I mean, sort of maybe like that was, it was like an hour conversation. Well, okay. I was in the conversation. Strike that. It was about an hour long monologue. But 3 weeks ago that I was up on my loft, taking a nap. When a cockroach peed on the floor below me, like down half a floor. And I smelled the cockroach pee and it woke me up. That's when I got mad and went and got the cockroach killer. They've been dying the cockroaches have been dying like dying cockroaches. So I told my mother about this. You smelled the cockroach pee and that woke you up? I said, yeah, isn't there a story like that? The Prince and the Pea? Look, if you live in a manufacturing society, the judge is going to laugh at you if you try to sue someone for having a dangerous place because most people or many people or enough people work in factories that people are used to taking extra responsibility for dangerous work situations. So everybody just kind of assumes that they've got to be extra safe because they acquire the extra safeness skill while they're working. And so parents teach it to their kids, kids teach it to each other. It becomes the culture. Even if a third of the people, a quarter of the people, even if 10% of the people are heavily involved in manufacturing like that. This is one reason we need manufacturing in America. Your welders are making more money than lawyers, thankfully. So we've got this thing where there's no responsibility anywhere in America, and people cry and complain about everything. And you know, you looked at me and that offended me. It's like, dude, you know, what do you do? What do you do when someone does the fake pretend, oh, that offends me, I'm offended. And there's nothing offensive about what you did. What are you supposed to say to that? What are you supposed to say? Well, now that you've listened this far, I'm going to tell you. Here's the answer. It's called crying wolf. Look, offenses, racial slurs, human rights, treating people fairly, not harassing people, not doing cronyism, not being mean to people, not being a bigot. Treating people fairly is a very, 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 very important issue. Pardon my French. We need to treat people fairly. This is very important. Therefore, crying wolf threatens to undo a very, very important alarm about a very, very, very important issue. If someone's going to say, oh, that offends me, and it's not an offensible thing, that person is creating more injustice for people elsewhere. Because by raising this big fat alarm when it's not necessary, they are watering down the meaning of the alarm. If big, big, big emergency is, I looked at your face, what are we going to do when someone tries to enslave 100 people and then kill them the next day? We've already squandered the biggest emergency sound on looking at someone's face. Someone's born a boy and he decides that he's a girl this afternoon. And according to some laws, even though it's just this afternoon, we've all got to call him a girl. And so the teacher's like, I'm not going to play this game. We're here to learn. You're John. That's what your birth certificate says. I'm going to call you what your birth certificate and your state ID says. Okay, you're John and you're a boy. None of this I'm a girl today stuff. That offends me. Go to the mattresses, call Congress. If that's the biggest, highest level emergency, which is what it's being treated as, if that's going to be an emergency, people are going to stop listening to these so-called emergencies. And then when there really is an emergency, no one's going to listen. It's called crying wolf. And next time someone tells you that you offend them because of, you know, you being normal in how you've behaved forever or whatever, because of some little tiny thing, that's the response to give them. See you tomorrow.